It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
You're listening to The Football Hour with Alex Mearns.
Okay, watch what I say then. Yes, football friends. Alex Mearns here with something you all enjoy. You know, when you sit down on the sofa with a cup of tea and a slice of cake, think of Pick of the Goss as something that's insanely good. Because it is as good as that, I think. I think it's just as tasty as that. This is Pick of the Goss, of course, and this trendy feature is about the BBC Gossip column. The BBC Goss Col is awash with some of the weirdest and craziest transfer rumours and speculation from the football world. I know, and you know, every morning you get into work and you don't really fancy doing any proper work, do you? So you scroll the BBC Goss Col to find out the latest and greatest transfer talk. The gossip is so ridiculously strange, I decided I would do a chart show countdown of the 10 most craziest, most ridiculous, most incomprehensible transfer rumours from that there BBC gossip column. Here we go. You ready? You're not ready? You better be ready, because I'm about to do it. What are you about to do, Alex? Well, I'm about to do this. Are you ready, Goss Pickers? Because here is your top 10. In at number 10, Sky Sports sources announce Man United midfielder Paul Pogba is not a target for Real Madrid. 9 in the charts, the Mail say Liverpool are monitoring Tottenham's Victor Wanyama amid uncertainty over Emre Can's future Anfield. At 8, the Men at the Mirror announce Sadio Mane could be given an improved contract at Anfield. The Senegal international has 3 years remaining on his £80,000 a week deal. Straight in at 7, The Telegraph says that Pep Guardiola says the club did not do anything wrong in their attempted bid to try and get Riyad Mahrez out of Leicester. They failed though. Highest new entry at 6, the Indie Boys and the Independent say Tony Kroos is Manchester United's main target to replace former England midfielder Michael Carrick. Into the top 5. Are we ready? Okay. ESPN say PSG are not interested in signing Man United defender Marcos Rojo despite being linked with a 30 mil move. At 4, the Sun say Tottenham manager Mauricio Pochettino is looking at signing Richarlison and French midfielder Doucouré from Watford in a 50 mil bid. Up 10 places this week into number 3, the Men of the Mail state Borussia Dortmund have the desire to make the Belgium striker Michy Batshuayi's permanent move, his move permanent in the summer. And number 2 hits is from the Star, and they state Chelsea would ask for Sergio Aguero if Man City made an approach for Hazard. And our number one goss is from the Sunday Express, and they express the opinion Real Madrid are willing to offer Gareth Bale plus 100 million for Chelsea forward Eden Hazard. Woo! That is some good gossiping. Goss Pickers, how did you like that one? It was a few Chelsea links, few Man United links, there normally is on this chart show countdown. I'm going to meet you, though, round the back, and we are going to discuss whether these newspapers are telling the truth or whether they're telling porcupines. It's normally the pork pies.
We are now available on iTunes. Just search The Football Hour on the iTunes Store and subscribe to receive all our latest podcasts straight away.
I've not gone anywhere. Don't worry. I'm still here with part two of your favourite feature in the whole of the football land, pick of the goss. Before the break, we were doing the chart show countdown. And now what I do is I get out my footballing magnifying glass and I take a closer look into these, well, rumours, speculation about footballers and whether they're moving anywhere. So number 10 is from Sky Sports, and they say Paul Pogba is not a target for Real Madrid. Interesting, because Real Madrid have two kind of central midfielders in Toni Kroos and Luka Modric, who are getting on a little bit in footballing terms, still absolutely magnificent players, but... Ooh, I don't know. Well, the chat with Pogba, it's not going very well at the moment at Man United. I don't know with that one. Number 9, Liverpool could get Wanyama if Emre Can leaves Anfield. Wanyama's definitely not as mobile as Can. He cannot get up and down the field. Klopp, he doesn't do the pressing like Klopp would want. I'm not sure about that one. Number 8, Sadio Mane will be given a new contract at Liverpool. Well, they've got all this Coutinho money to spend. They might as well give one of their best players a new contract, especially after scoring a hat-trick in the Champions League last week. Straight in at 7, The Telegraph say Pep Guardiola has no worries about the club's failed attempt at getting Leicester winger Riyad Mahrez. It's a very strange scenario, that. Why did they come in so, so late for him if they wanted him? Number 6, the indie boys, the independents, say Toni Kroos, who I mentioned earlier, is obviously at Real Madrid. Man United see him as a replacement. Is something on the cards there? But obviously, the transfer rumour is that Real Madrid don't want Pogba, but could Toni Kroos go the other way and Paul Pogba go to Real Madrid? Nah, I can't see it happening, but Toni Kroos would be the perfect replacement for Michael Carrick. Number 5, PSG are not interested in signing Man United defender Rocco. Well, good, because he's absolutely rubbish and he can't defend. That's a good one. But PSG, that's the type of defender that they like, isn't it? Number 4, Spurs manager Pochettino is going to raid Watford for their two top players, Richarlison and Doucouré. £50 million. Richarlison, I don't know, he was okay at the start of the season. He was good. Sort of dropped off a bit. Doucouré is a brilliant midfielder. Absolutely bossed Bakayoko in the Chelsea game a couple of weeks back. He'd be a great signing. Maybe get rid of Wanyama and bring in him. That could possibly work. Number 3. Borussia Dortmund want to make Batshuayi's loan move permanent. But I've heard, as soon as Antonio Conte goes, Batshuayi can come back and sort of play as well as he's playing at Borussia Dortmund. Which is kind of, it's a strange thing. Strange thing. Conte obviously doesn't like the guy. Not like him. Seems like a very funny guy. But he doesn't like him to play him up front, certainly. Number 2. What is this? From the Daily Star. And they say Chelsea would ask for Aguero if Man City made an approach for Hazard. It's just a completely fabricated thing. Just like, Chelsea would definitely ask. Like, no, Man City aren't making a move for Hazard, are they? Chelsea couldn't allow that. That couldn't happen. Could it? It would be serious, serious transfer talk if that happened. Wow. That'd be mad. That'd be bigger than the Sanchez move. Number 1 is the Sunday Express say Real Madrid are willing to offer Gareth Bale plus $100 million for Eden Hazard. These moves never happen, apart from Sanchez, Mkhitaryan. But there's just too much money there. These guys, these are the two of the biggest players in the whole world. I can't see that happening, a sort of swap deal. If Gareth Bale was to leave Real Madrid, I think he'd be the one picking the club that he leaves to. And I'd love to see Bale at Man City. Would really, really like to see that. Bale on one ring, Raheem Sterling on the other. Yeah, I like the sound of that. They do have Leroy Sané, but add a few more, I say. Add a few more. That was Pick of the Goss. We'll see you next week for a bit of Pick of the Goss, shall we? Yeah, we'll bring it back next week.
You've been listening to The Football Hour with Alex Mearns.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere. This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.